Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the Comeback America initiative. It talks about the financial train wreck we're heading toward. Samantha Stone has it on down.
Our guest today, Bruce James. He's the former United States printer.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Alisa Caparata, Ernie Adler, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play for monster cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino, your places to play and win.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Play for monster cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino, your places to play and win.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shea.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program, after a long absence, Bruce James, President and CEO for Nevada New Tech, former United States printer. When you were in that office, you did a remarkable job of turning it around, computerizing it, and saving the nation money. For that, we're very grateful. The reason I wanted to talk to you today was that I've been following the U.S. former U.S. Comptroller, David Walker. Mm-hmm. When he was in that position, he was traveling the country talking to every group possible, talking about the real fiscal problems that the country is facing. Mm-hmm. And the reason that he said he was doing that was that no politicians wanted to talk about it. They knew the dangers, but they didn't want to address them. Now he's put together this Comeback America initiative, Keeping America Great, Restoring Fiscal Sanity, the Tough Choices We Face, and Two Possible Paths Forward that came out in July of this year. You brought this report to my attention. Would you tell us the basics of this? Because it seems it's divided into two areas. One is, if we act now, then we have the ability to stave off the economy coming back and biting us. Mm-hmm. If we don't, then we're really going down a terrible path.
Well, let me even back up a little bit and talk about David Walker. When I went to Washington in 2002, David had the title of Comptroller General of the United States. And he headed an office called GAO, or the Government Accountability Office. It's a legislative branch agency, and unusual in agency heads, it's a 15-year term. President nominates you, Senate confirms you, you serve for 15 years. It's done to make sure that that job or that position remains nonpartisan. And
that's the accountability office.
The Government Accountability Office, right. And so I met David. I headed, there are four legislative branch agencies. I headed one of the legislative branch agencies, and so obviously I knew the guys. I met him and found him to be one of the most knowledgeable people in Washington and just as straight a shooter as it was possible to be. And I turned to him for advice on issues and asked if he would have the GAO do an audit of Government Printing Office when I took it over to give me a baseline of where I was and to make suggestions about what we could do to improve things. And in particular, I was concerned about the fact that the FBI and the IRS and others had tackled big computer problems or big computer changes and had fallen flat in their face. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't fall flat in my face, so I was quite interested in their advice. And David, you're right. David, more than anyone else, really understood what we were doing to ourselves in terms of the spending that we'd undertaken, and did his best to convince Congress that their ways were wrong, and that what they were doing here is moving the problem down the road, and it has to do with generational equity. We're not paying these costs ourselves; we're moving them on to our children and grandchildren, which he felt was completely unfair. So he talked to me a couple of years ago and said that Pete Peterson had come to him and said, if you would come and head the Peterson Foundation, I will put $1 billion into this foundation to help you in communicating this message. And this, he'd been 10 years into his term, so this would mean he'd walk away 5 years early. And this is a difficult decision for anybody to make, but particularly a person of David's integrity. And he finally decided he'd serve the nation best by doing that. And that's what this work has grown out of, the last 2 years of his working with Pete Peterson and others. The point that he makes here is that one of the most important points is that the way the government keeps its books is completely different than the private sector keeps its books. The government tells the private sector how to keep its books, and the private sector must account for future or contingent liabilities. Well, Congress doesn't keep books that way. They just keep books basically on a current basis. And the magnitude of the problem has grown to such an extent that it's almost beyond belief. A year ago, at the end of the last fiscal year, if you added the real liabilities of the federal government together, they'd hit $61 trillion. Now, to bring that into perspective, that means that each household in the United States has $500,000 worth of liability. And the average household income in the United States is right around $50,000. So that gives you a sense of the difficulty that we find ourselves in here. And again, we may not be faced, you and I may not be faced with having to pay that, but our children and grandchildren certainly will. And so that's the focus of what David's work's about here. And he's tried to communicate his message in every way that he possibly can. And this latest initiative of his, Restoring Fiscal Sanity is what he calls it, he has two roadways, two pathways here. And his first pathway is what he calls a preemptive framework. And that's one where if you just sat down and looked at long-term, what are the steps necessary to bring America back to fiscal integrity? It could be a 25-year program, but a very systematic program of how you would accomplish that. And it involves revenue increases, and it involves spending discipline. It protects Social Security. It protects Medicare. And does the things that I think that we would all say this is what we want to do as a people. But realizing that Congress may not choose to follow this kind of preemptive format, he also then shows what you would have to do in a crisis format.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to take a break here. We'll come back much more with Bruce James right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Chad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bruce James, the former United States printer, president and CEO of Nevada New Tech. Now, you've laid out in the first segment what I would call the easy route, which is that you're going to have some increase in revenue, taxes, let's say the word, and you're going to have some cuts that are going to come along and some changes in the way we do business. That all is sensible, but that's not the way Congress is currently operating. What happens, according to Mr. Walker, if we don't go down that path?
Well, we'll bankrupt the country. It's just very, very simple. There are 34 principal developed countries right now. And after the Second World War, we had the most sustainable economy. We were number one among the 34. We're now down in the low, I think around 27, 28. So our economy and the stability of our government is really in question if we continue down the path we are.
You've got a plan here that's got full of common sense, packed with things that we all know should be done. There's the Simpson-Bowles Commission recommendations. There's the Paul Ryan plan. There are probably a half dozen think tanks that have put out plans advising Congress on how to proceed to solve the problem. But the problem is not a plan. I don't think we have a lack of planning. We have a lack of political will to get it done. Mm-hmm. How do we address that part?
Well, it's pretty clear that we have two extremes. The one extreme, people take the position that the Constitution, the way we put the country together, is really limited government. I think they would like to see the government spending perhaps only on domestic and foreign protection, to protect us against domestic and foreign enemies. On the other hand, there certainly are people that believe that those of us that are born in fortunate circumstances and get educations and are commercially successful, make a lot of money, that was a matter of luck. And in fairness and equity, all of that money should be redistributed on a fairly equal basis. We've sort of taken the first approach, and that is limited government. The communists took the second approach, and we watched what happened to them. It was an unsustainable kind of thing. But it's also, our government has grown up to, the federal government has grown up to offer so many services and protections in various ways to our citizens that it's sometimes very difficult for these two sides to get together. Now, I think the problem is compounded really after Ronald Reagan, And as Grover Norquist came along with his American Taxpayers and asked people running for Congress, particularly Republicans, to sign a pledge that they would not raise taxes. And he was so forceful in that approach. And I think people were frightened of him, and so they signed these pledges, which, of course, caused the Democrats to come up with their first pledge, which was, we won't change all our Social Security. And it's gone back and forth and back and forth, and now they're virtually every member of Congress has signed two or three or four of these pledges, and they've pledged themselves to special interest groups. And so we have a Congress that isn't representing you and me, and we have a Congress representing special interest groups. And that, I think, is the primary cause of the logjam that we have and what seems to be the lack of maturity.
Well, I guess the thing that struck me the most about Mr. Walker's plan was that if we don't act, that the market will act against us and force us to make these changes in a way that we won't like.
Yes, that is his, he play out what he says. That's exactly what he says. And the big deal is on the national debt. And right now, interest is so low that the interest that we pay on the national debt is trivial. But once people lose faith in the United States, and you can see the beginning of downgrades of our credit, that'll drive interest rates up. And pretty soon, if we're not careful, interest will represent 25 or 30% of the total revenue of the government. And at that point, it's almost hopeless.
Three systems need major reform, according to this report: healthcare, education, and taxation. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it exactly reflects the headlines. We need to reform healthcare, education, taxation. Those are the big three where all the battles take place, that all those battles you've just outlined.
Yes.
It almost is kind of a depressing prospect to read this and realize that we're at an impasse.
I couldn't agree with you more, Samantha. It is... it's frightening, actually, when you understand what's happened and where we've gotten ourselves. It's just positively frightening. And by doing nothing, we're digging ourselves into a deeper hole. And, you know, clearly Congress is not going to act until the American people rise up and demand action. And I think that's what David's trying to do here. I think he's trying to come at all of us to get us to understand the nature of these many problems, and to persuade our representatives in Congress to represent us and not special interest groups.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold you over for another day, because I think that we need to spend more time on this topic. So stick around. You're not going to be able to change your clothes, and you'll be back on our next broadcast, all right? We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
You already know, Evergreen is far and away the finest carpet cleaning service in Northern Nevada. However...
You know, I wish you guys could do something with wood floors.
I'm on it.
Huh?
Now, complete cleaning of all wood floors, only from Evergreen Carpet Care. We've got the expertise and the specially designed machines to safely clean your wood floors down to the original luster, and we can even refinish them.
You did it!
Like I said, I'm on it.
For the ultimate in cleaning, it's Evergreen Carpet.
Leadership is the ability to take a personal injury case and effectively present that case in the very best possible light for our client.
We have become leaders in pioneering and handling serious injury and death cases.
We're asked to lead seminars. We're asked to teach young lawyers. We're asked to speak to consumer groups about their rights.
That it takes courage to be able to lead not only your team, but your client to the place where they need to be for the rest of their life.
Bradley, Drendel, and Janae, the one clear choice.
No, don't avoid Beth. You're rocking new glasses and a lot of spandex. In a good way.
Now get two complete pairs of eyeglasses, including no-line bifocals, just $99. EyeMasters.
That works.
We can't do it without you.
Join the March for Babies and help us give every baby a healthy start.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Liz McMenamin is here, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, Ernie Adler, former state senator, and Elisa Cafferata, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. I'd like to spend a couple of moments talking about Bruce James and his thoughts on the economy and how refreshing to hear a conservative Republican talking about potential for revenue.
Well, I think reality is reality. I don't think... If you're looking at what is really going on, it doesn't matter what party you're affiliated with. If you look at the good of the whole, then you have to be a realist at some point in time and go, we're in deep trouble here. I found it pretty depressing to hear what he had to say because he laid it out on the line as to how we are going and where we are going if we don't fix some of these problems.
And he's talking about a 25-year plan, not something that happens overnight, something Correct. That is realistic.
Yeah, and I think you can't tax your way out of this and you can't cut your way out of it. You've got to do a little bit of both, and you have to look at all programs, including entitlement programs and national defense. So I think people have got to be realistic and make some tough choices, and so far they haven't been able to do tough choices, so...
Even Admiral McMullen, as he was stepping down as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was talking about the cutbacks necessary in the military. But we can't sustain what we've been doing.
I think there's been a lot of recognition around the country, and also he didn't talk about, I think a lot of the grassroots movements that we're seeing, both the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street folks, are citizens trying to articulate that we need to get realistic.
So why is it then when citizen groups do that, they are marginalized on both ends? They are described as nutty and way out there.
Because of the way the political system works, you end up with choices between extreme candidates and until independent voters actually get a vote in this country to help determine who the candidates are that get the final general election, I think you're going to have this extremism and not have solutions. So
I really wish moderates would start protesting, because the moderates so the ones that are taking the brunt of this. And and that just really drives me crazy, that people that don't have a middle of the road position
there was get listened to. A brilliant piece in the Washington Post about 5 days ago about how to be staunchly moderate, and they concluded that there is no such thing as staunchly moderate. It can't be done.
Oh, I agree. I think that's kind of a difficult path to follow, because you have some deeply held values, and each person has their own. So to be moderate, that's interesting. I do agree with Bruce James on the problem that we have within electing our officials. So I have a real problem with that. And the fact that the special interest groups, and while I lobby, I also think it's a problem that the special interest groups are the ones that control how the votes are taken today in Congress. I think the American people, I so totally agree with him on that. We're not represented up there right now.
I think it was remarkable for him to talk about the fact that as a fundraiser, he is one of 20 in the state, Democrats and Republicans, that raise huge amounts of money. Do you think that he could really, on groups like that, could really turn the tide by shifting the amounts of money away from people who take these pledges?
I think he possibly could. I mean, I think the people that hand out the money started saying, we want you to take a more balanced position on these issues, I think you might see something change. I really do.
Because money is what this is all about.
Money is what this is all about. It would be a big leap for corporate executives who are a lot of these bundlers who are used to a quarterly orientation of results to take a 25-year view. But for their business success and for the success of our state and our nation, I think it would make a huge difference.
But balance is antithetical to the way things work out there, because as soon as you take a balanced approach, you anger two groups of people instead of one. You know what I'm saying? And then there's that old cliche about how if everyone walks away a little bit unhappy, we've done our jobs. But if they're a little bit unhappy, they won't vote for you.
But that's how the country has worked for decades. And then we go through sort of swings back and forth of being more partisan. But, we functioned with a balanced approach. I mean, even Ronald Reagan had a balanced approach.
Absolutely.
One of the things that
Bruce brought up was, at one point in time, and I'm not in favor of this necessarily, of 90% tax rates, but also of paying for wars while you were going to war. In this media world, how long would even the threat of war last if the president came out and said, we're going to fight a war in Sudan, and it's going to cost every family $1,000 a year until that thing is done?
It did in World War II?
Listening to that, my first thoughts were, would President Bush been reelected a second term had he made it each of our responsibility and taxed each of us for the war in Iraq? I don't think he would have been reelected. And there again is the point that it's an election thing. I don't think he could have done it and walked back into the White House.
I think the differentiation, when people look at World War One and World War Two, it was a whole different set of circumstances rather than the Iraq War, for example.
Well, if the Iraq War wasn't important enough to pay for, then we shouldn't have gone to war in Iraq.
Right.
I mean, if people weren't willing to make that sacrifice. I mean, World War II was important enough for us to put all of our resources into it. But if war really isn't that important, we should not be doing it.
Well, the country was also a lot more homogeneous at that time, both in composition and in their point of view.
Right.
Just briefly, after 9/11, I think most Americans were angry enough that they would have funded.
They would have initially.
But initially.
I think initially, yes.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all so much. And on our next broadcast, we'll continue the conversation with Bruce James. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So do you guys have a favorite teacher?
Yeah.
I did too. And you know what's great is that News 4 has an Excellence in Education program that you can nominate them for. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. Each month we take your nominations and find one special teacher to recognize. It's our way of highlighting all the wonderful teachers we have in our area. Each month's winner is honored at their school and featured on News 4. News 4's Excellence in Education, a proud partnership with United Federal Credit Union.
The Nugget to win a mini a month and up to $40,000 instantly. Play Camp Win a Lot now through October.
So for fun that won't stop, do it here, do it right. Bring your friends, hit the top, and do the Nugget, and do the Nugget, and do the Nugget tonight.
We're KFC, and for 2 weeks only, we're offering a remarkable special. A 10-piece bucket of drumsticks and thighs for just $10. Yeah, 10 freshly cooked drumsticks and thighs for just $10. Choose the Colonel's famous original recipe, Kentucky Grilled Chicken, or some of each. Just $10. A price so low, we can offer it for 2 weeks only. Get a big 10-piece bucket of tender, juicy drumsticks and thighs for just $10 now at KFC. Today is a KFC day, and today tastes so good.
Chad?
Summer.
You enjoying fall? What's not to love? Crisp air, beautiful foliage, and new shows and movies on demand.
Chad, I'm starting The Office.
Say goodbye to summer and hello to the latest TV and movies with Charter on Demand. Let it all in with Charter. Sign up for Charter TV and HD starting at $29.99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
On our next broadcast, we'll continue our conversation with Bruce James.
We'll see you then. Thanks for watching.